You could never do nothing. Wherever you're sitting, if you're doing even nothing, you're doing something. In every single moment, something good or bad comes out of you. Because this is what the universe is all about. Birth and rebirth and rebirth. This universe is giving birth to itself, renewing itself, therefore it's here. Look at it. This is the process. It's not only the animals. Nowadays, a couple of hundred years after Rumi, now we understand that the galaxies, the stars will give birth to new stars and new systems. This renovation is an ever-evolving process. So the universe is like this. Therefore, do you remember what we said before jealousy over there? In story 2, in the second story, we said observation is not enough because you observe only the surface of everything. So the information from observation is superficial. You cannot judge about that. Here he turned it around and said, now I'm talking about, that was general. Now here I'm talking about this wisdom, what you should do. He said, the main thing to remember is the good appearance without the goodness inside is worthless. For us, the beauty is inner beauty. The outer beauty is there to learn, and it's not the main part. Main part is that strange inner beauty in the human being. Kindness, love. That's what we are talking about. Even if the appearance is not that good, and though the form be despicable and unpleasing, when the essence is good, you should die for it. So, no confusion here about the beauty. Then, immediately he started talking about the jealousy of all towards that chosen one, which was all happening here, remember? The jealousy of all my thinking, the intelligence itself, the brain. Do you remember when they were building the brain? There was a mandate. What was the brain for? Brain was made to love the species and keep the species going. This is what the intelligence is made for. Self-indulgence. It's based on selfishness. That's what intelligence of the brain is all about. But look at us. We are not only the brain. Right from the beginning we talked that we are not only the brain. We are the brain and the heart. Which one of you will tell me what is the biggest difference between these two? Between the brain and the heart. There is an enormous difference. And that's what this wisdom is based upon, honest. And he gave it to you at the first paragraph of book 2.
Me and we.
Exactly. We and I. Intelligence and brain is personal. It belongs to me. It's me. But the heart is not me, it's we. For each of us, there is a brain. You cannot say that for a heart, could you? The secret of this study, which will be repeated in a couple of pages, will be there. You will hear it, and it will be the last verse of Masnavi. The secret of this path, from the heart, there is a window to the heart. All hearts are related because at the end of the day, there is one. This is difficult to swallow, that there is only one. Any of you have difficulty to really swallow this, that there is only one heart? It's like understanding that there is only one life. There is no two lives. There is one life. I'm alive, you're alive, but there is one life. It's the same. The essence is the same. The form is different, right? He came to that and he said, first of all, do not go to that field we talked about to question the usefulness of creation and everything outside. I'm talking about the beauty. And the beauty is useful for everyone. I'm talking about love, which will make everyone happy. Because we are at the level to understand that the main food of the human being is the light of Haq. We imagine Haq as light, as the truth. And that's what we should consume. We should eat, we should grow upon. That's what it is. The animalistic food is good for animals, yes, for my body it's good, that's about it. No big deal. I mean, okay, the best food ever, they make it for you. You eat it. Half an hour later, it's irrelevant, isn't it? We're talking about something else here. And that something else comes from coming together. Coming together. That's what we understand about it. So we try to come together because we know about that. He talked about Qiran, the closeness, being close to something. I said, we are influenced by our environment. So finding each other is it. And I said, again, you see, I'm talking about Shams. Because that's the same soul. And remember the Shams? He's not here because of jealousy. Then he said, look at this Hisam al-Din. I show him, I point at him, everybody gets jealous. You, Hisam al-Din, make a special potion out of this to cure all the eyes, except the jealous one, because the jealous one is the one who chose to be blind, not to see the truth, not to see the beauty, because having a special filter in front of the eye, that special filter. Is it mine or not? Does it belong to me or not? That me, that ego. And do not waste your brain, do not waste your thought. You have so many thoughts. Which one of them is the chosen one? The falcon. Because falcon thinks about the king and the kingdom only. If the falcon is somewhere else, this is a blind falcon. Falcon should return to the king because he, this existence, what is this? This is a ruin or this is a newly built universe. Whatever it is, this is not my resting place. My resting place is on the hand of the king. That thought should be in your mind. And remember, because there is a falcon, there is an owl. There are different thoughts. You have the choice. It's not that you are pre-programmed. And when I'm talking about that connection, finding each other, you think that, that really, I have difficulties to understand that we you're using. I understand I, etc. Review all those informations because, first of all, your body. What is your body? That beautiful lady could explain it in flesh and bone and cells, biochemical machine, right? So, okay, this biochemical machine is attached to life. Could you tell me what do they have in common? This is a biological machine, and that's life, that magical stuff we don't know. And they are attached to each other, right? Like that, my heart is attached to the heart of the Shams. Like that, we are connected. There is no why and how. This is the magic. Because look around you, you will see that magical connection. Looking, observing the same and becoming excited. That scene is irrelevant to you. You see it in the tube. But your emotion, look at this, all these attachments. So do not go for the superficial connection. All I'm trying to say is I'm trying to touch your heart. This was the end of that paragraph. Then my story began. I'm trying to touch your heart. Why? Because I look at you, I see you thirsty. And I see the water down here, but you're up there. And whenever the temptation is there, means right now I'm telling you to get rid of that wall, you will say, tomorrow. Who is that fellow who says tomorrow? Look at him. Find that fellow in yourself, could you? Think about it. There is someone in you, whenever you think about changing your style, your lifestyle, your mentality, your attitude, your view, we say, yes, that's a very good plan. We'll start this weekend. There is someone there, right? Who is that fellow? Think about it. There is this fellow in you, isn't it? Who is it? Does it belong to the group of heart, or it belongs to the group of intelligence? But do you see the trace of trickiness? Because it will repeat it every single time, and in a way it works. Why? Because it's hidden. Hidden behind what? It is hidden. You know hidden behind what? A mask. He agrees with your changes, really. He pretends to be good. He has the mask of, yes, of course, being good is very good, yes. But let's put it aside, because I have a different agenda. If I have nothing to do, if I'm sitting down here and I'm bored, somebody will give me a silly toy. I will say, yes, I will play with it tomorrow. Would I? I will say tomorrow when I'm busy now. What is the business of that fellow who is always busy in you? That is the fellow who is jealous with the other one. The other one is the child in your heart which is calling for beauty. Just for the sake of beauty. This is the innocence of the children. They love the beauty just for the beauty, not for the use of it. The parents will think about the use of that toy. So this is the dilemma. Is that, listen, this tomorrow, first of all, this tomorrow sayer will have the ground and will be looked at as normal, because it happens always, just like breathing, is over there. And you, the other one,
will get weaker.